Blog Talk Radio.
Lady Flavor, this is DeLon from All Media Artists, and you're in for a big treat. Today's show is dedicated to the diversity of talent on allmediaartists.com. You'll hear some great music from some great artists, so sit back and enjoy. And now here is your host, Lady Flavor.
Welcome to the All Media Artist Features tonight. My special guest during the second hour is going to be Stephen Jerome Ferguson. I'm excited to have my dear friend back on the All Media Artist Features. He was with me, I think it was maybe November, December of 2010. So I'm excited, you know, to have him back on this show, and I think he's got a special treat for you tonight. Otherwise, during this first hour, I'm going to play you some tracks from a variety of artists that you can find over at the All Media Artists website, and that is www.allmediaartists.com. It's an amazing site for independent artists to come together to create a professional look as far as a promotional tool to use. The All Media Artist staff will help you create that professional look if you are needing their assistance and other things that they can help provide for you. So, you know, if you are an artist and you're looking for a home, consider All Media Artists as a place to start. Otherwise, if you are a fan of independent artists, you know, come join me over at the All Media Artists site. It is open to fans. The fans need us because, you know, word of mouth is a powerful tool. And if you are digging somebody over there, help spread the word about what they are doing and their talent. So with that said, I'm going to just jump into some tracks tonight. And I'm actually going to start out tonight with a spoken word piece by an amazing, powerful spoken word artist. And this is one of his signature pieces called Church. And this is Eric Moore.
Good evening, Lord. Thank you for this day. Lord, please continue to bless me with the strength to do what's right, the courage to deal with all the knuckleheads out there, the conviction to do what I love, and the wisdom to keep preaching the truth to these people. Let's go!
Blind, see me clearly in 3D. Now you've been baptized. Tonight, the verbal trinity will be one mic, one crowd, and me. Eric Moore, your poetic Baptist, here to practice to preach the gospel of the street. Let those without sin be the first to pay attention to a life composed of heartache and strife. No stones will be cast. My first verse will be the last. Words heard to resurrect hope for those who chose to cope, as opposed to those who gave in to the temptation of procrastination. Yeah. I know the temptation is strong, and yes, baby, I know that man thinks you wrong. And dude, I know you can only deal with the bullshit for so long, but baby, this is a brand new day. Let that stress go. You got to move on. And if you're too weak, let my words carry you to a world where inner city boys and girls make plans to escape the everyday demands of keeping it real, just to fit in with those who are afraid to try. A place where single black mothers and a generation's revolutionaries and strong, proud black men aren't afraid to cry.
Look at me.
just not sitting here to free you from the likes of Akon, T-Pain, and 50 Cent. I am that soul that was crucified by mainstream radio and was resurrected 3 days later in the form of Rakim when he made Eric B for president. When my people were hungry, I fed their souls with words of nourishment. Gave sight to the mentally blind and healed wounded hearts with tales of encouragement. And yet, you still doubt me. I am what hate and taste the love because they realize that on any mic, on any stage, in every state, they can't live without me. So behind closed doors, they plan a plot to assassinate my character like Hillary did to Barack, like the Bush administration did to Iraq. But no matter how many times I'm stabbed, and no matter how many times I'm shot, yo, the truth can't be stopped. So Lord, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And if the truth hurts, then let me live the rest of my life in pain, because these words that I'm about to say to you right now are true. I am the second coming of the first poet that you ever fell in love with. And if that poet was me, that means I came to life twice that same night and shined my bright light on that same mic. It took 6 days for me to birth this verse, and on the seventh day, I rested. So-called followers tested my will, so I perfected my skill. Rehearsed every verse, went to an open mic and blessed it. I am that prodigal son who's been confessing his sins to the world since the first day of my birth. This is not poetry. I am not wordsmith. This ain't spoken words. Yo, this is church. It's church. It's church. It's church.
All right, that was Eric Moore with his piece called Church. Now, there might be some technical difficulties going on, so Teresa and Delon in the chat room, if you can hear me, can you let me know that you can hear me? Otherwise, I am going to jump into a piece, and let's see, who else can I bring to you tonight? Let's see, let me scroll up my AMA list. You know what? I'm going to play a piece that I debuted last week by Monica Monet, and this is called Slow Jam.
Body up, body up, body up, body up.
That was Slow Jam by Monica Monet, which we debuted last week on the All Media Artist Features when she was our featured guest. Now I'm going to play a piece by Matt Cusin, and this is called Like a Lover. That was Like a Lover by Matt Cuse, and I don't know if you can hear the sirens outside my door, but the sirens are going off big time. Anyway, let me stay with the California area and play a piece by Patrick Yandel, and this is called Motor City Motion. That amazing piece was by Patrick Gandel, and it is called Motor City Motion. Now I want to play a piece by another group that you can find over at the All Media Artists website, and they go by the name of Black Eyes. This particular piece is the title track to a film, and they were nominated for an award for this particular piece. It's called Boys, Pull Your Pants Up.
Whoever said I was a soft and take precaution, it's a hold up. Seems to be the weakest, it's beneath this, pull your clothes up. Be that in the history, ain't a mystery, cause you play my piece, respect is from the shoulders, it ain't over, now you're facing me. Yeah, I'm on the edge, I'm feeling fair, finna break you off, my salad is my palate, feeling managed, so you think I'm soft. Dagger through your atom, might do damage, ain't my dream, boy, knowledge for my scholars, cause we got a lot of pain when I think about my QB wisdom, split your wig, can't pretend to say one day that you might not get to Tim. Caught up in the system, can't be twisted like in prison, ain't no need to see your swag if you keep it clean and crispy, so miss me with that mad dog, let's call for your draw, cat and be about your struggle, can't be subtle, so just fall back.
Man, if our ancestors could see us now, they'd be turning in their graves.
Children of the Most High, hear your ancestors cry. They didn't go to their grave to see us return to be slaves. Marcus Garvey would cry.
The title track to a film called Boys, Pull Your Pants Up, and that's by Black Eyes out of Ohio. Now I'm going to play a piece by Miss Ava Lamert. I have actually not played it on this particular show, and she is going to be my featured guest on the All Media Artists features here at the end of the month, and this is called Flow On.
Ava, your sign is Cancer. And if you like this groove, why don't you come along? Flow on.
Take you down to Brazil and play a piece by Chuck Eaton, and this is called I Wonder If You Are Real.
Every hard moment without wavering. You came down from heaven to rescue me. A fallen angel prayed inside of me. I wonder if you are real. I wonder if you are real, my love. My love. I really don't know which star you came from. 'Cause I think you don't belong to me.
Welcome everybody to the All Media Artist Features tonight. During the second hour, my feature guest is going to be jazz artist Stephen Jerome Ferguson. If you're not aware of All Media Artists, go over there and check them out at www.allmediaartists.com. It's the site for independent artists to create another online look and to make this a home if you don't have a home as an artist. It is open to all genres. That's what I try to show you during the first hour, the variety of talents and genres that you can find over there. And it's opening up to a variety of art forms also. They have revamped the site, you know, recently. It is amazing. So go over to www.allmediaartists.com. So I'm going to keep it going and play a piece by Don Wilson from the UK, and this is called Witchcraft.
Those fingers in my head, that fly come hither stare, that strips my conscience bare, it's witchcraft. And I've got no defense for
That was Don Wilson with his piece, Witchcraft. We do have a caller on the line, so let me bring them in. Caller from the 203, you are on the All Media Artist Features.
Hi, this is Joe Calderon calling in. I'm another artist myself. I was just wondering, I've been listening, I've been enjoying the station, and a buddy of mine, Stephen Ferguson, have you played his track yet?
No, he's going to be coming on in about 20 minutes.
Great, because I had to make a phone call. And I don't want to miss it.
No, you haven't missed it yet. So, yeah, he will be on in about 20 minutes. So do you want to hang on or do you want to call back?
Well, I'm going to listen to it. I'm busy doing other things. I'm a fellow artist myself. I don't think I'm a member of All Media Music. I've got to get my act together and, well, I'm really busy right now. But I think I'd like to join.
I think you should go over there and check it out. It's a great site for independent artists. And,
yeah.
You know, just to open it up for you, you know, if you want to be considered for airtime and you are a member of All Media Artists, you know, Therese can definitely get your tracks and send them over, you know, to me. And if you're wanting to do a feature, we can set that up through Therese also at All Media Artists.
That's awesome.
Right.
Just go to All Media. I'm at my PC right now.
It's www.allmediaartistwithas.com.
Awesome.
All right.
Awesome.
All right.
And
so
I
then I'll just put you back on hold. Did you want to listen from the phone?
No, honey, that's okay. I'm right by my PC right now, and I'm bringing up the station on, and I slipped away from the station. And, oh my God! Stephen is going to do an instrumental, I believe. Maybe perhaps we're going to do a vocal of a song that I wrote for my dad.
And
my father was he passed away, and he called Dad the Highest Light. And my dad played sax. And when I was born, he gave it up to get a real job, quote unquote.
Right.
And anyway, I wrote this tribute song for my dad called Dad the Highest Light. And
mm-hmm.
I recorded the demo just for the 12-string guitar because I'm not a folk singer. I'm R&B, pop. But anyway, Stephen, I wanted to originally record the song with a sax, and my father liked jazz. I wanted to do it in small, smooth jazz genre.
Uh-huh.
But I just did a solo with a guitar, and it came out pretty decent, so I released it as a single. So Stephen heard it, and he really liked it. So I asked if he would do a recording with me. He's excited about it.
Okay.
So anyway, I don't mean to make your ears swollen. I'm sorry.
No, that's all right. Well, now tell me your name again.
My name is Joe Calderon, C-A-L-E-E-R-O-N-E. You can check me out. It's joe-calderon.com, joe-calderon.com.
Okay. All right, we'll definitely check you out and go over there and check out the All Media Artists site too, Joe.
I'm going to do that.
All right, perfect. Well, Stephen will be on hold in about, you know, going on 15 minutes now, so
awesome,
I can't wait
honey.
To have him on.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
All right,
you sound great on the air. You sound awesome.
Oh, thank you so much. We need to keep you around, Joe.
Please do. I hope we speak again soon. And
all
I hope
right.
you like the music, okay?
Oh, I'm sure I will. All right. Well,
thanks.
We will. Stay connected, Joe.
Okay. Have a wonderful night.
All right. Thank you.
Bye now.
Bye-bye. All right, Therese, looks like you're going to get another artist over there to the All Media Artist site, so that's very cool. So let me see. I think I'm going to play another spoken word piece, and this is by Terrell Kay, and this is called Think About It.
I remember a time when parents were parents and not the TV. Now my freeze tag and Monopoly have been replaced with iPods and PSP. We live our lives in handheld solitude. Hey, yo, text me if you want to holler. LOL, my BFF, MDW, AW sign of dollar, dollar. And you wonder, where are the next generation of revolutionaries? Because very few have been heard and even fewer have been seen. It seems the only cause that got us all is everyone must go green. Now, I know the future is at risk and I refuse to be cryptic, but last time I checked, AIDS was still an epidemic. And that goes beyond the debate of whether you were born gay or straight, or even America's obsession with weight. Now me, I'm a sold-out believer in the blood of Jesus, and I know that faith can heal, and there should come a time in your frame of mind. Come on, y'all, let's keep this really real. So pardon me as I verbally explode, but ladies and gentlemen, this revolution shall not be T-Vold. It will come to you live and direct from the Dolby surround sound of your speakers. Words for a generation that's wiser yet weaker. You've got www.world at your fingertip. Man, it was Karen Wheeler and Soul to Soul, because I swear that we'd be needing it. And that's back to life, back to reality. I've been blessed with two sons and one daughter, and I can't let either one be a statistical casualty. Because you see, my father, Clarence, he was a James Evans, but he wanted me to grow up to be a Cliff Huxtable. But I allowed my surroundings to just bust that bubble. See, I was told because of my skin tone and where I was from, certain things were expected. And Renee, she did the best that she could to be certain that mentality was corrected. She had one simple rule: the rod shall not killeth thee. Forget a rod. That sister used a belt, a brush, or the broom, or a limb from a tree. And she did what she did, not out of abuse nor anger, but because she loved me so. And she did the best that she could to be certain my sister Bay and I could be nurtured and we could grow. And so they believed in me. I'm allowed to be firm in my stance. So my young man, please pull up your low self-esteem pants. And young ladies, I know there are a few questions and inquiries that you must know, like what are some of his future goals and is he on the down low? Oh no, I'm not trying to point fingers or judge. Oh no, tisk tisk. I'm saying before you let it do what it do, make sure it's really worth the risk. Because you only got your one life to live, your whole world upon your shoulders. No replays, no timeouts, and no do-overs. Just think about it.
All right, that was Think About It by Terrell K. Now I'm going to play a piece by my dear friend Delon. He's already had to leave the chat room to head to work, but this is Happy Home by Delon. That was DeLon with his piece, Happy Home. Now I'm going to take you out to Detroit, Michigan, and play a piece by Cat Orlando, and I'm going to play Wednesday Girl.
Oh, you know you're just a wee-
That was Wednesday Girl by Cat Orlando. It is almost that magic hour when my special guest tonight, Stephen Jerome Ferguson, will be coming on. So let me play just one more track before he calls in. And this is going to be a piece by Melvin Chenault featuring Brian O'Neill. Both artists are members of the All Media Artists website, and this is called Wrong. Thank you. All right, that piece was done by Melvin Chenault featuring Brian O'Neill, and it's called Wrong. I am so very excited. We've now hit that magic hour where I bring on my special guest tonight, Stephen Jerome Ferguson. But I think before I actually bring him on the line, let's just get you started with a piece by the man of the hour. And this is Rub It Like That off of his CD called We Are One.
Thank you.
I just had to open up this hour with a piece by my special guest, the man of the hour, Stephen Jerome Ferguson, and that was Rub It Like That from his new CD, which is called We Are One. Welcome to the show, Stephen.
Hey, Lady Flavor, how you doing?
I'm very good. How are you, my friend?
Oh, working hard and hardly working.
Well, I gathered you've been in the studio working very hard these days.
Ever since last Sunday, really. Been doing a lot of mastering and that kind of stuff like that, and that takes a little bit of time, but it's all good.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, you know, your fans have been waiting for you, Stephen. You know, and they're like, where is he? Where is he? No, I'm just kidding. But your fans have been waiting for you. Beautiful Butterfly wants me to say hello to you. DeLon had to go to work, but he sends out his respect. And Joe Cauldron had called into the show wanting to make sure that he had not missed you.
Okay. Let's see. Yeah, me and Joe got a little thing going where we're going to do a little piece together. So, yeah, he's a pretty good guy. He's a pretty good guy.
You better say he's a great guy.
Okay, he's a great guy.
So, Stephen, I'm kind of getting the impression that you kind of like coming on the radio with me, you know. But, you know, go ahead, stroke my ego.
Oh, you know, if there's no other show either. Oh, wait a minute, I can't say that because Butterfly's listening.
That's all right. That's all right. I can share them with you, Butterfly. That's all right.
Because
you're
a love you, girl.
Beautiful Butterfly. And Joyce Linda wants you to know that you know, she loves you, and you know, they've been waiting for you. So you know, where do I even start? Where should we start this, Stephen? You know, because you know, we have been on the air a few times together, and you've shared your story. I know that on the leopard carpet, when you were with me a few weeks back, we weren't able to get through everything. That the 2 hours went by so, so very fast.
Yeah,
But I know that you are working on a new project, and you know, you've got this new CD that you've got out right now. So should we just start right there and then encourage the listeners to go back and listen to the archives of the other show?
Sure, why not? Sounds good to me.
All right. So why don't you talk about We Are One?
Well, We Are One came out, about 2 months ago, I think. And it's doing pretty well. Getting some sales and some album sales and some single sales and stuff like that.
Okay.
That song you just played, Rub It Like That, that's the one everybody wants. I don't know if they like the song or the title.
Yeah, I know. You were baking a cake, huh?
Yeah, I sure was. Still baking that cake, too.
You're so funny. The first time I played that song on the All Media Artists, I thought, you know, I thought that Therese and who was it, Lady Melody, I can't remember who else was in the chat room, I thought they were just going to pass out.
Yeah, I know. Cut Therese, I said, hey.
Hey, Therese. You know, oh, Stephen said, hey, Therese.
Oh, she can hear me. That's right. Yeah, I forgot about
that's
that.
Right. See, she can hear you, Stephen.
Yeah.
But Baron's in the chat room, Beautiful Butterfly, D.S. Holmes, a few guests, Joyce, Linda, and Therese. And then there are some people listening on the line. I don't know if at some point they're going to raise their hand, but if you'd like to, please feel free to do that. Stephen would love to take your calls. And so,
this is a free night. Any question you want to ask me, I'll answer.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so, you know, last night on my Leopard Carpet features with Matt Tay, she says, do you feel me? So can I ask you that question? No. Okay, just spank me. That's all right.
Oh, my goodness. I'm going to take you outside.
Okay. We'll be nice right now. I just, you know. Okay. I'm, yeah, okay. I can't even talk, huh? But I have to tell you that, you know, Matty, you know, she is really wanting to hear some of your sounds. So I'm definitely going to send her, I think I'm going to send her the leopard carpet and have her check that out, since that just can give a really, really good impression of who you are and get her caught up, you know, from the beginnings to the present. Because she really, really, I guess, loves jazz, and she's like so many of us. Stephen, you know, love the fact that, you know, jazz can just calm a soul. And I think that's one thing that, as we've talked in the past, that's something that's very, very consistent of what people are saying about your sound, is that it's relaxing, that it's something that they put on, you know, even when they're ready to go to sleep, just to kind of take them off into a peaceful slumber where they get a restful night. You know, and the first time I had you on the show, back in 2010, I was like, okay, am I going to be offensive to this gentleman by saying, you know, his music put me to sleep? But now that I'm realizing I'm not the only one who's saying it, I think it's a compliment, Stephen.
Oh, yeah, I consider it a real compliment when somebody tells me I put him to sleep. Oh, no, I didn't say that on live radio, did I?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, okay. But, I've been, you know, say the CD came out a couple of months ago and it's doing very well. I've got some collaboration projects in the work with a couple of, Kevin from Speakeasy Unplugged. I'm going to do a little something with him. And I think DeLon is going to spread a little funk on that thing for us
when
we get it done. Also, some spoken word people have contacted me about doing some background music for their work.
Wow.
Young lady by the name of Dakota Williams.
Mm-hmm.
She's an excellent poet. And I'm going to try to get her to sign up on All Media Artists. So
we can
get her on an interview for her because she's real sharp.
Okay.
Let's see what else. For all you iPod and iPhone and iPad users, I'm working on an app for my music that you can download to your iPhone or iPad or whatever and
wow.
Listen to my music that way, and it's free. So,
wow, that's wonderful.
Oh, what else? Teaching my daughter how to drive. What else?
Now, did you not tell me that your daughter is also a musician?
Both of them are.
Both of them are.
Mm-hmm.
So have they ever been incorporated into any of your pieces that you have recorded?
Oh, yeah. My oldest daughter did the vocals on, what's the name of that song? Adam's Eve. She did the vocals on that.
Mm-hmm.
And my youngest has helped me out with some string arrangements on some of my music.
Okay.
They're both very talented. You know, the nut don't fall far from the tree.
I guess not. That's wonderful.
I'm so proud of them. I don't know what to do.
Right. So what do they think about all of this that's going on with Dad?
Absolutely nothing.
Really?
Really, it's just like, oh, okay, Dad.
Okay.
Yeah, I got a CD out. Oh, okay. And they're back to their internet and, you know, texting and all that kind of stuff right there. So, you know
what? That's kind of like my kids. My kids are like, Mom, can you just stop being Lady Flavor and be Mom for a minute? So I guess it's
exactly,
like,
yeah.
They're not necessarily into what I'm doing. So, no, I get that. But, you know, I think that, you know, when you send some tracks out to Teresa and I, point out, you know, if any of them, you know, that your daughters are involved in, so we can, you know, recognize them, because I think that's absolutely amazing. And they may not realize it right now, but that's something that's very, very special.
Oh, yeah. You know, it's like I tell a lot of different people, it's like, you know, when you create any kind of art, I mean, it could be a photograph, a painting, a song, whatever, that that piece of work has the potential to last forever.
Mm-hmm.
you know, 1,000 years from now, somebody could be digging around out in the what is their desert now and find one of my CDs and say,
right,
oh, what is this? And, you know, it could end up in a museum one day after I'm, you know, long dead and gone and everything. But, you know, still,
right,
it has that potential.
Right.
So, yeah, it's always important, very important.
I think that your music, Stephen, is something that is, it's going to be appreciated, you know, 10 years from now. I think it's the relevance is never going to be lost. And I think that, you know, at least this is my prediction, is that people are going to still play it. People are still going to love and appreciate it. I'm sure you're going to have plenty of other CDs after this point, you know, but the one thing that I'm really, really feeling, and I try to stress when I remember too, is that, you know, your art is new. You know, no matter when it was actually created, it's new to somebody, or it's something that can still be appreciated. And I think it's something that still should be pushed, you know, that when you create something, it just never dies, in my opinion, Stephen.
Oh, true. Very true. And most artists, you know, especially musicians, you know, they'll do a piece and it will never get released. I've got songs on my, you know, on my hard drive that I did years ago that nobody has ever heard. And, I mean, look at Tupac. I mean, Tupac got a new album coming out every year. How long has he been passed away now?
Right.
You know,
right.
You know, it's going to be the same thing with Michael Jackson. It's, you know, I mean,
right,
we're still getting new songs from Jimi Hendrix.
Right.
That people are finding. So,
right.
You know, you never can tell. So, you know, my advice to everybody out there that's trying to do it is just keep doing it, because you never know. You know, you never really know. It may not benefit you, but it may benefit your children or your grandchildren or your great-grandchildren, it could benefit. So, you know, keep doing what you're doing.
Well, you know, and after, you know, having Maddie on the show last night and conversations that I've actually had between yesterday and today, I really think, Stephen, that we can bring it back to where people are just really wanting to hear some good, healthy, calming music. You know, the music that makes you feel good, not all about the craziness and hype that many artists are creating nowadays. But I think that there is a call for and a need for, you know, that music that just, you know, brings you back. And I think that, you know, your sound can definitely do that.
Yeah, I had a guy contact me a few months ago that told me kind of that basic same thing. He said, look, he had a two-step Super Bowl party during
mm-hmm.
the Super Bowl last year.
Mm-mm. Okay.
And they played a lot of my music at it. And people said they were up dancing to it and all that.
Wow.
He said it was just, you know, nice music. And that was one of the biggest compliments I've ever gotten.
Yeah.
And you know, that kind of made things all worth the, you know, the late nights and the, you know, dinner of a Twinkie and a cup of coffee and that kind of
you
stuff.
You were
like
so
that.
Funny about the Twinkie and the cup of coffee. But, you know, but I understand, you know, your dedication and commitment to what it is that you're doing and to really, you know, finding that perfect sound. You know, I think that you've talked about the fact that you've got all this music going on in your head and that, you know, getting in the studio is, you know, you could be in there for like hours after hours and it just seems like it's been a short amount of time.
I've spent as long as 18 hours a pop.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And It just doesn't feel like it, though. I mean, the more you do, the more you come up with to do. And that's one of the things that my kids get on me about a lot. They say, Dad, you need to take a break. You need to eat. You need to do this. You need to do that. Because
mm-hmm.
I would just flat out forget to eat.
Right.
You know, and now, if it wasn't for them, I'd probably be in the hospital by now.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
But it just gets that way. And, you know, it's so many different combinations of notes and chords and rhythms and melodies. And I mean, the combinations are endless, you know. Just next time you go to the beach, just stand out at the Pacific Ocean or Puget Sound,
mm-hmm.
you know, and just look out across all that water. And just get a regular drinking glass and dip it in the water and hold that glass up and then look at the water and say, it didn't make a dent, you know.
Right.
That one glass can be a whole song,
right?
You know, so
interesting point. You know, I guess with me, you know, not being an artist per se, I guess I can't necessarily grasp, but I hear what you're saying, and you know, I know that my own mind is flooded with things that I want to do and need to do when it comes to you guys as independent artists, but to just have that creativity that's floating around inside one's head, I can't even imagine how you would get some sleep, you know?
Sometimes you can't. I think my bass guitar is alive, because sometime at 3 o'clock in the morning I could hear it saying, Steve, come in.
That's cute.
You know you want to play me? Okay.
Yeah. So do you actually get out of the bed if mm-hmm. something just hits you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, interesting. Okay. Yeah. I know that I've heard people who write lyrics and write books and poetry or whatever say that they keep, a notebook next to them so that if they wake up, you know, they can write down what it is that comes to them. That's interesting how, you know, your instrument can call to you. And before I forget, I want you to know that Jace from Black Stacks is listening, and he gives you a big shout out here from the Pacific Northwest.
What's up, Jace?
So, you know, Stephen, one of the things that we didn't touch on in any of the other shows that we have been on together is, and that was one of the things that I did want to touch on, and we can do this just briefly because I do want to play some more of your music, but what is one of the things that you've really learned when it comes to the business end of being an independent artist and how to protect yourself?
First of all, one of the main things that you need to do is join a musician's union, like BMI, ASCAP, there's a few more of them out there, but a lot of them you have to pay like a, some of them is just a one-time fee. I think ASCAP is a one-time fee of like 30-some bucks or something like that. Some of them have yearly dues, but join a musician's union because they have resources that they can give you for free that if you're not a member, you have to pay for. Another thing is take the time to copyright your material. I mean, I cannot stress that enough. I don't put anything out to anybody until I got the copyright in my hand on it. And treat it like a business. Treat it like it's an actual business. To produce any kind of art, you have to come out of your pocket for something. If you're a painter, you have to buy paint, canvas. If you're a photographer, you have to buy a camera. You have to buy film. You have to buy, well, not film anymore, but the little digital cards that go in the cameras and all that. You have to buy all that stuff. Keep track of how much you buy. Okay? There are tons of financial software out there. A lot of them are for free that you can just go to a website and just download for free that'll help you keep track of your finances. And if you don't do anything else, just go ahead and find a Excel spreadsheet or something and just start putting in the date, what you bought, and how much it costs, and just keep a running total. And then balance that against what you're selling, if you're selling anything. You know, but even if you're not selling anything, you need to know how much you're spending. Run it like it's a corporation, like run it the same way that somebody would be running IBM or any other big corporation. You run it the same way. And you have to learn. Oh, go ahead.
No. I was just going to say, Stephen, I think that's great advice, so go ahead.
And what I had to learn was, you know, art is a very personal thing to the artist. But you have to learn how to cut that personal thing off when you're starting to do your marketing and promoting and that type of stuff like that, because you still have to believe in your project, have a personal attachment to it, but you can't let the disappointments, you can't take those personally.
Right, and I think that information that you're sharing tonight, Stephen, is like something that can really ground an artist, because I think it's one thing when you get so caught up in the creativity and just feeling what it is that you are producing that you sometimes forget that business part of it, especially if you're an artist that's stepping out there wanting to make money from your art. You know, you do have to have things set up. You should know how much you are, you know, spending to be able to create, you know, and then you do need to take those steps to help protect yourself and by copywriting and all of that, so that, you know, it doesn't come back to bite you later on. And you know, even though I don't hear too many stories of independent artists, you know, necessarily, you know, being violated in the sense that somebody has taken their words or their sound or whatever, but you just never know, you know. And how many artists are really out there paying attention to who might be paying attention to them? So I do think that's just solid advice, you know, to protect yourself and, you know, and understand that when you do step out there and you want to make money, that then you also become a business person.
Right. And this is, you know, you got to remember that once you put your project out on the internet, like I said, I live in Kansas City. If somebody decides to play one of my songs on a radio station in Thunderfish, Wyoming somewhere, I don't have any way of knowing that, because I don't have access to that radio station there. But if I, since I'm a member of the Musicians Union, because every FM radio station has to report every song that they play to all the Musicians Unions. Since my song is registered with them, once that report comes in, that means that ASCAP will force them to have to pay me for playing that song. But if I'm not registered with anybody, nobody knows anything. I have no idea what's going on. I have no idea what's getting played in Louisiana or getting played in Savannah, Georgia, or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, so they're my eyes and ears all across the country as far as that goes.
Right. And the other thing too, Stephen, which I think it would be good to mention, is when you copyright, you can copyright one track, or you can copyright a whole CD for the same amount, correct?
Yeah, that's correct. Mm-hmm.
So it makes more sense to copyright, even if it's not going to be, all the pieces are going to be on a particular CD. I think it's a good idea to just download them all to that one CD and ship that off to be copywritten so that all of the tracks are covered.
Exactly. It's so much easier to do now in this digital age that we live in, because everything that's done on any kind of computer is time stamped. So when I put my stuff on my CD to send to the copyright people, they get it, and when they pull up those files on that CD, they could tell exactly the time and date that these files were created and modified. So then there's no question.
Okay. So I want to read something that Baron Parker is sharing in the chat room, and he says, don't try to keep up with the Joneses and buy you know, all the equipment out there. You know, make smart purchasing decisions up front, and the equipment will allow you to be flexible and creatively and last for years with the right tools for the right job. And I think that's something to also be, to be smart. I think that then comes down to researching what it is you really need versus just saying, oh, you know, so-and-so says I should get Pro Tools. So-and-so says I need to get this. So-and-so, you know, this type of keyboard or whatever. I think you do need to be aware of what it is that you want to create and what tools, specific tools you need to do the job.
Exactly. And he's exactly right with that, because when I first decided to get back into this, doing this myself, I spent about 2 years researching equipment. Researching equipment, place to buy it. Probably about half of the stuff I got at a pawn shop for a little bit of nothing. But, you know, I got a girl in college and one in getting ready to go to high school. I don't have a whole lot of money to spend on brand new top of the line stuff, even though Mac does have the studio I want, man. It is so sweet. $6,000 worth of Ooh, Mac that comes with everything. So one of these days, you know.
Right. Yeah, no, I think that's great advice, and I appreciate you sharing that. That's something that we didn't get to on the leopard carpet. And, you know, for those of you that missed hearing the leopard carpet when Stephen Jerome Ferguson was on there with me, it's really a great show to go back and check out the archives. He has so many people calling from all over the world, you know, just showing him so much love and respect. And, you know, there is a young lady out there who is an event planner who's getting his music played, you know, at events and this and that, and just so much love and respect and, you know, coming at him. And so that's a great, great show to go back and check out. It was like, you know, when Stephen and Therese set up for him to come back on the All Media Artists, it's like, okay, what do I cover? You know, do I go back over the information that Stephen has already shared, or do we try to touch on some new things? And so, Stephen, I appreciate you kind of winging it with me tonight and, you know, going over some business aspects of, you know, some of the things that, you know, we wanted to touch on the show before. But, you know, before we go any further and before we run out of time, let me play a few pieces by you. And I know that we've got a surprise for tonight, but I'm not going to get to that yet. I'm going to play a piece, and this is called Just a Touch by Stephen Jerome Ferguson.
Thank you.
We were just listening to Just a Touch by my featured guest tonight on the All Media Artist Features, Stephen Jerome Ferguson. So, Stephen, you know, you've been getting quite a bit of recognition lately, from people acknowledging you and appreciating your music to being featured on different shows to, you know, even having a chance to co-host and even, you know, interview, you know, an amazing artist yourself. And, you know, what does that feel like, you know, to be in the spotlight in a sense and having people, you know, acknowledge and respect your talents?
Well, for every artist, you know, it's a compliment, especially when you get, you know, when you get that recognition from your peers. That really means a lot to me. And to everybody out there who's done that, I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart. I really appreciate it, because that's the ultimate compliment that an artist can get. That's the ultimate compliment that anyone can get, is to get recognition from their peers, no matter what field that you're in. The rest that I really appreciate, and I want to actually right now, I guess, is a good time to thank everybody for all the kind words and the album sales and all that. I mean, I really, really honestly appreciate and thank you for that, because, you know, you don't have to do it. You do it because you want to. So I'm kind of humbled by that in a way. I don't look at it as being in the spotlight. I don't know, maybe I just look at things different now. I'm a little bit older and I know how to put things in a proper perspective. It's really humbling, and it's really heartwarming to know that there are people out there that really appreciate what I'm doing and everything. And it just makes me want to do more. And that's the driving, that's what really drives me, is the fact every time somebody sends me an email or, you know, leaves a comment on one of my pages or something, or, you know, anything, it fuels me to do more. And, you know, I don't know what I'd do without it.
I can appreciate that, Stephen. I think that when people are, you know, taking the time to recognize and acknowledge and let you know, sincerely from their heart and soul, you know, how your music makes them feel, I would imagine that makes you, you know, just want to get in the studio more and release some of that music that's going on and around in your head, you know, to see if that, you know, you can create something else that can be loved and appreciated too. And there is definitely an art to it. You know, there is definitely not everybody can do it, Stephen, you know. There are people out there trying, but not everybody can do it. And you know, and again, you know, your music, I believe I said this on, you know, the Leopard Carpet, your music is almost like that creative medicine, you know, that, you know, people can just, you know, sit down and listen to without taking that aspirin and that Tylenol to take away that headache they might have or whatever. Or, you know, even in a sense, your music is that kind that you could have a glass of wine, but you don't necessarily need the glass of wine. It's something you can just really sit back in your favorite chair or in, you know, in your comfy bed and just relax and just drift off into a peaceful place or a peaceful slumber. So, you know, I feel very, very blessed, just as I know Therese feels very, very blessed, having, you know, come to know you, being able to share your talent with others. I mean, it's something that she and I, you know, I believe I can speak for Therese on this. It's something that we are both very, very proud, you know, to have connected with you and to be able to share you, you know, with other people. And, you know, man, I understand what you're saying, because I'm kind of feeling the same way about you. It's like, you know, your music's your baby. It's kind of like, you know, you're my baby in a sense, and being able to share you with the world. So I appreciate you coming into my life and allowing me this opportunity to share you on the All Media Artist Features along with the other Flavor News radio shows.
And that's one thing I kind of wanted to touch on tonight too, was you know, I'm on a lot of different independent music sites and all that, but to be honest with you, and I mean this from the bottom of my heart, so Therese, pay attention. Are you listening? I hope you are. Joining the All Media Artists website was probably, beyond a shadow of a doubt, the best thing that I could have done to get my music out there. You know, a lot of these sites like Reverb Nation and all that, they got, you know, all their pluses and minuses and all this kind of stuff like that. But this is really the only site that I know of. And, you know, I've seen a bunch of them, but this is the only one that I know of for sure that has a weekly radio show dedicated to just their people. And that is a huge, I mean, Lady Flavor, you don't know how much, you know, just you doing this for not just me, but the other artists on All Media. I mean, it's done tremendous things for our visibility and everything. And I want to thank you. I want to thank Therese. And, you know, All Media is pretty much a pretty new site. It's still a baby, but it's growing. And I do want to make a challenge to the other people on the site, though. Ladies and gentlemen, pay attention. Pay attention real close. This site has the potential to be something real sweet. So, you know, every once in a while, you know, I know everybody's got their own little gig and everything going. Everybody's got their own hustle going on and everything. But, you know, throw a little bit out there about All Media sometime. It ain't going to do nothing but help you.
You know what? I have to agree with you, and I would, you know, I would join you on that challenge in putting it out there that, you know, to the members of the All Media Artists, to those that, you know, hopefully in hearing the shows and seeing the posts will join the All Media Artists. This is a new one. Just like Stephen said, this is a new site for the independent artists. And you just don't know where this particular site can help take you as an independent artist. Just in the short amount of times or a short amount of time that this particular site has been up. I mean, they have been working hard. Wesley and Therese and Brian Christopher have been working very, very hard to revamp it, to get it, you know, functioning more efficiently and more effectively for the artists. And I mean, it's something to really go check out and get involved in. I mean, what better opportunity to get in when it's brand new?
Exactly.
You know, and you know, and I challenge the fans that are out there on the website and that would consider joining the website to support the artists that you find over there. There's got to be at least one artist that has prompted you to come join that site as a fan. And in doing so, you know, I challenge you to help put out those particular pages of the artists that you love and dig over there on the All Media Artists site and post it out to your social networks and to, you know, the different places online that you can help get the word out about who they are and what they're doing, because they really need us. The independent artists really, really need the fans to help spread the word for them, because, you know, sometimes they're, you know, they've got to, you know, work regular jobs and this and that, you know, and they're busy, but, you know, we may have a different social network than they do, you know, and just, you know, help them get the word out. So I'll put the challenge out to not only the artists, but put it out to the fans of the All Media Artists. You know, let's get out there and help Therese and help the artists, you know, get the word out. Now, yeah, we're running out of time, Stephen, so I got to jump into this part. Tell us about this particular piece that I'm getting ready to debut on this show.
Spirit song. Mm. You're either going to love it or you're going to hate it. But it's something a little different for me. It's something that I wrote to show my appreciation for all the blessings that I have received from my Father in heaven. It was written for him, and it's just a little bit different. And getting back to All Media, I'm gonna walk the walk and talk the talk, guys. You know, I'm putting this song out starting tonight, and the only place you will be able to hear it is on allmediaartist.com. That will be the only place it's going to be. So,
all right, you heard it from the man, Stephen Jerome Ferguson. The only place you're going to be able to hear this particular song is on the All Media Artists, you know, site. So with that said, before we run out of time, I'm going to play Spirit Song by Stephen Jerome Ferguson.
Thank you.
All right. That was a debut piece by Stephen Jerome Ferguson called Spirit Song. So, you know, Baron in the chat room said that he loves the piece. Great work, Stephen. And I have to agree with him, Stephen. I think it's kind of something new and exciting from you. There's so many different elements to it. And it's a very, very lively piece, you know, the kind that kind of makes you want to move to it. So where did that piece come from, Stephen?
That piece came from a part of me that is very competitive, don't like to lose, love to play sports, and loves all the blessings that I've already received. So, you know, that's where it came from, you know. For all of you musicians out there, there were 4 separate bass tracks, 5 different guitar tracks, 16 different percussion tracks. I forgot how many string tracks. It's full of stuff.
Wow. Wow.
It's full of stuff.
I think it's amazing, though. It's, you know, when I received the piece, I'm like, you know, you had mentioned that this particular CD that you're working on is going to be something very different. And just in this particular piece, I can see that, you know, this is going to be something different than the sound that I'm familiar with that comes from you. And it's exciting. So I look forward to it. Stephen, do you have a title to this particular CD yet?
Right now, the title is called Windows to the Soul.
Okay.
Right now.
And you anticipate this CD to come out when?
That's a good question.
Okay.
I have no idea yet.
Okay.
I'm going to try to, I was going to try to shoot for Mother's Day, but that's not going to happen. I may be able to get it out by Father's Day.
Okay. All right. Well, just stay tuned, you know, to Windows to the Soul. It may not stay that title, but I know that Stephen's definitely going to be around, and he will keep us abreast on this particular CD, what it's going to actually be called in the end and when to anticipate its arrival. But, Stephen, tell people where they can find your present CD, which is called We Are One.
Oh, you can go to my All Media Artists page. It's a link to my online store there. You can also go to Reverb Nation, and there's a link to my store there. You can order the CD. You could download the CD, or you could download individual tracks if you like. And you can also, there's a link to my artist page on Facebook as well, and also on my blog, there's a link to my artist. So just about any place where you see me on the internet, there's a link somewhere that goes to my store.
Okay. So do you have anything else that's up and coming, any other features on other shows or other projects besides this project that you're working on, Stephen, that you want to tell people about?
Well, like I said, I'm in some talks right now with some spoken word artists about doing some work with them. Kevin with Speakeasy, we're going to do a song or two. Let's see what else. I think that's about all I can handle about right now.
I was going to say, you've got your hands full. I know it's just this project alone, you know, and being in the studio working on this, but I think it's exciting that you're kind of branching out and working with some poets, and I'm excited and anxious to see, you know, the outcome of those projects. Of course, you know, I'm looking forward to the projects that you're working on with Kevin from Speakeasy Unplugged, since he is an artist from right here in the Pacific Northwest where I am. And Stephen, I just, you know, I really want to thank you so much, you know, for coming on the show tonight, just, you know, being a part of, you know, the Flava News radio world. You have just been an absolute pleasure, you know, to be able to get to know. I'm enjoying this journey of, you know, being able to get to know the artist, the man, and being able to share your sound on Flava News Radio. So thank you so very, very much. You are a blessing to me and to the listeners of my radio station.
I need to be thanking you and Therese and all you guys, because if it wasn't for you, I wouldn't be here anyway. So, you know, hey, y'all always got a friend right here. Ask, okay?
Right, I appreciate that, and I know that Therese appreciates that. So, you know, if you are digging what you heard tonight on the first half of the show, the first hour, you know, and if you were, you know, really digging and appreciating, you know, the sounds and the story that you heard from Stephen Jerome Ferguson, go check them out over at the All Media Artists website. That's www.allmediaartists.com, and, you know, become a fan over there if you're not an artist. You know, we need you. We need your support over there as fans. But if you are an independent artist, this is a great site to come and join. You know, there's so many capabilities that they've just added to the site. And, you know, as Stephen spoke, it is a new site. It is up and coming, and it's making moves already in the short time that it has been in existence. So I want to thank everybody who came out to listen to this show live, to those that hung out in the chat room, and to those that come in, check out the archives. All Media Artists and Stephen Jerome Ferguson are definitely ones to pay attention to. Thank you so much, my friend, for coming and sharing the second hour with me. And I look forward to, you know, sharing other times with you on the internet and on Flava News Radio.
Well, thank you, dear. I really appreciate it.
All right. So I'm going to close out this show tonight with another piece by Stephen Jerome Ferguson. This is the first piece that I ever heard by him, and this is Smooth. You have been listening to the All Media Artist Features. Tonight my special guest was Stephen Jerome Ferguson, and that was one of his pieces, which is called Smooth. We do this every Wednesday at 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Mark your calendars. Come back every Wednesday and check out the sounds from the All Media Artist Features, and you know, check out who my featured guest is going to be. So take care, God bless, and help spread the word.